So when patients say to you, what is the risk? Tell me what the risk is. Where has that evidence come from? Rosen was one of the pathologists from the 1950s who had one of those longitudinal studies, and he felt that the risk from his study was about 1% per year. And he had some cases that he'd followed up for 25 years. But in that risk, in that study, there were a few numbers of patients that had gone on beyond 15 years. The NSAPP-P1 study, which was, and I'll talk about that in a minute, is the study that looked at risk reduction for tamoxifen. But in the non-treated arm, their risk was 13 per thousand, which is 1.3% per year of risk. Okay? And there's a study from the SEER database, which is 5,000 women, that showed a risk of 7% at 10 years. So they were all relatively similar. But they didn't have longitude, really long follow-up that showed that that risk carried on forever. We know that other risks, we know that the risk of a contralateral cancer is about 1% per year, and that ADH increases your risk, and the risk of recurrence from DCIS. We